Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Lolick fields it and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. Freehan moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Hinton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hinton. Freehan scores. Matthews moves to third. Cash moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lolick for the out. Matthews scores. Cash moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanley. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Stanley steals second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Pena now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Pena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pena strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Oiler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Euler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lolick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley strikes out. One out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.